The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
We have been following Southeast Soul as they started off with their Alone Together project. And joining me in studio is none other than let me just tell you how we're gonna break him down, because he doesn't just go by the name. There's so much behind it. He's a celebrated style icon and all-rounded Kenya entertainer who has just released his debut EP, Heavy is the Crown. It also marks the beginning of a new chapter for this gentleman right in front of me. And it is, it's a funky, soulful, rich, and diverse 7-track EP, which is accompanied by epic visuals and art directed by Chimano himself. Chimano, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Ciao, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here in this capacity. As myself, and just remembering, you know, just the memories that we have. And yeah, you still give me my first proper memory of us being together and having our first radio interview. And we will keep saying that, and I will say that again. So it's amazing to be here.
Thank you, Chimano. There's so much. First of all, your EP, Heavy is the Crown, it has assaulted my senses in so many different, beautiful, and varied ways.
I was crossing my fingers.
No, it is. And if you're listening, as you're listening right now, I hope that you get to listen to it. Now, one of the things that I read you said is that it is a risque EP that challenges toxic masculinity, prejudices, and hypocrisy. And you have fully started to express yourself, and deep down, for you, this is an expression of happiness and freedom. Let's talk about that.
You know what exactly what it is. It for me, it is an expression of happiness and freedom. But also, in my head, I do realize, or in the greater context of things, is that you do realize, like, for me, my expression of happiness and freedom is to other people is an expression of that. You know, you're challenging that toxic masculinity, you're challenging so many things that are considered the norm. But then for me, I'm just like, me, I'm just doing me. And doing this EP has been amazing, because it has made me finally feel like me as an individual, and also just even in what I bring in within the context that is Southeast Soul. So I will say, writing the songs and being the one who's in the studio by myself with my songwriter and my producer, of course, it was one of those things whereby I'm just like, oh my god, it's just me, myself, and I. You know, I don't have BN Pollock up there, whereby you can lean on a shoulder and be like, okay, I don't know what to do for this lyric, or I don't know, you know, for this beat or whatever. But it has been a moment that has been so gratifying. It has made me see and feel so many things about myself that I did not know. It has pushed me to the wall. And also, it has just made me realize, you know, when you listen to something at the end of it all, in terms of you as a person, it's like, this is what I have in me. Yeah. And this is what can come out of it. And to just maybe expound just a bit, it's the songs that are in the CP, the melodies and everything, I've had them in my voice records for the last 3-4 years. So I just never knew how to express them and how to put them out. And the 7 that they are, they're just a tip of the iceberg. Yeah, they're just the 7 that I chose. Apart from, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Chimano, tell me, why Heavy is the Crown? What the title? What does this mean? What crown are we talking about here? And do we all have crowns?
I'll start with everybody has a crown. But then for me, it's more personal, because it took me a long time to understand that everybody has a crown for me, because I needed to understand what kind of crown that I have and what exactly that means. But I'll give you a brief history of just a tiny history of where Heavy is a Crown comes from. So Heavy is a Crown, the name comes from a lyric from one of our songs, Indiari, My Everything. So it's a BN lyric. So because usually you say Heavy is the head that wears a crown. So, but then Bien, of course, here says heavy is a crown. Bien, I love Bien. He gave me another name for my EP. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, the second one. So when the second one comes out, no, that's Bien's name. But anyway, so heavy is a crown to me is you, everyone carries so much in their lives, so much weight in trying to prove to themselves who they're trying to be. And for those who come out of, you know, societal, what they want everyone to see them as, you know, I need to be this and this for me to get approval, you know, and also for anyone who's just like trying to make a better life for themselves, you know, whereby you don't need to be told that, child, you being an amazing radio presenter and you being the amazing human being that you are, for someone to tell you that, for you to feel that, you just know that, that's you wearing your crown. So you wear your crown because you believe in yourself.
Yes.
That's you wearing your crown.
Yes.
And that crown is heavy.
Yes.
Because outside of that, you're expected to go through certain motions of life whereby you're in terms of whatever society that you live in. So then that defines you as a holistic human being. You know, but when you go against that, and I'm not telling anyone to go against that, you just have to figure out who exactly it is that you are. And if you believe in yourself and you want to do it, you do it. That's you wearing your crown. And for me, that's this EP, that's what it's about. It's me being in a position whereby I am fully into myself. Not being scared of artistically. I don't know what's happening with my tongue today. Artistically, embracing myself. Because it has always been connected to my sexuality. But then it's not really about that. It's not about anyone's private life and things like that. It's just about me as well embracing who it is that I am for me to give you the art that I need to give. It has nothing to do with anything else. Mm. Yeah. That's what it's about.
I love that definition as well. It's and you know, the one thing that really jumped out to me, and as for all of you, you are such superior creative and such great creatives. But listening to you right now, I am, you know, you've painted pictures for me and I see images. And I'm drawn to ask you this question. Where do you find yourself being most creative? Because this is how I, you know, just listening to you give your definition of heavy is the crown right now, where do you find yourself being most creative?
I'm a platinum introvert.
Okay.
Very much so. So I don't, you know, not many people will know who it is that Chimano is really. I'm only very open to like a very close circle. So outside of that, when I'm by myself and you know, it by myself within my own vices, if I can call them that, and you know, that's when I'm creative. That's when I, you know, when I like, I don't know, there's points at which, like, when I watch things that are outside of the context that is now, because I don't like watching like what is happening now, or you know, what is current now. I'd like to be in the know, but I don't want that to influence what my art is going to be. So I like just being alone and being a geek and being that loner who just watches things that no one would be able to watch now. Yeah. Like I would like I watch like even, you know, black and white movies, like Hollywood movies from like the 60s and 50s, or like silent movies, and just like see like the cinematography.
Yeah.
You know, how did that look?
Yeah.
Or because there's a certain aesthetic that even now, there's a reason why certain aesthetics like come back into the fore, where we're now in like 80s music or 80s visuals or whatever, you know, that people look at it and they're just like, oh my God, it's amazing. And it's an in thing.
Yeah.
But then it stemmed from somewhere.
Yes.
So I literally just sit by myself, which is the best times that I have. Sit by myself and just go through history, yeah. Honestly.
I love that a lot. And it leads me to this next question. Before we get to start listening to his to tracks from the EP, Chimano, what is your favorite track on Heavy Is the Crown?
Well, without me saying that every without giving that cliche answer of like, hey, I love all my children. No, I do not. Which is why. No, I do not love all my children. But all my children have a special meaning to me. But then there's a reason why I will have like my lead single for the EP. So that is my favorite child.
Yes.
In this context.
Yeah.
So I'ma just say that.
Go ahead.
It's my favorite child.
Which one?
So it's called Hallelujah. It wasn't written by me. This was supposed to be a Sauti Sol song, but for some reason, yeah, we just delayed it and work, blah blah blah. But then from the beginning I felt something with it. So I was just like, just let me have it.
Yeah.
Bianeme Baraza wrote it. So I took it. And I made it mine. Oh. And it's called Hallelujah.
And here we go. Let's listen to Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Bible says only love can take us to heaven. Hallelujah. Anytime you're in my arms, I'm in heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah, my eyes never saw anything so beautiful. Hallelujah. Now and forevermore, hallelujah. Cause everybody wants to be someone. Everybody wants to go somewhere. I wanna be with you. I wanna go with you. Hallelujah. You're my pillar, my Tabasco, my tequila, hallelujah. You're my knight in shining armor, Malaika, you're a charmer, hallelujah. In my eyes never saw anything so beautiful. Hallelujah. You I will live for, now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Cause everybody wants to be someone. Everybody wants to go somewhere. You're my pillow, you're my pillar, my Tabasco, my tequila, hallelujah. You're my knight in shining armor, Malaika, you're a charmer, hallelujah. Cause everybody wants to be someone, everybody wants to go somewhere. I wanna be with you. I wanna go with you. Hallelujah.
Cause everybody wants to be someone. Everybody wants to go somewhere. I wanna be with you. I wanna go with you.
Saudi soul, you're very much about confirmation and not validation. Let me explain this. Mm-hmm. Confirmation in the sense that when people come and buy your music, react to what you're doing,
right,
and everything that you've put together, it's a confirmation that you have been working hard. And let me just tell you, people know, but because I've seen these guys work extremely hard. I don't know when you sleep. When you do sleep, congratulations. Maybe there are a few more hours for you.
Yeah.
And when I say that you're not about validation, is you don't need us to validate who you are. You already know who you are. And that is because of the work you put in. And
yeah,
your incredible work ethic is really enviable. And it is such an inspiration to all of us. I have to say this. Maybe you haven't heard this today, but I kid you not, it is an inspiration to all of us. So kudos. It's really just not about validation.
It's
but
not,
it is about confirmation.
It's not, I think there's moments you do need validation as a creative and as an act, but you grow into not needing validation. What was the one you said? Not validation.
It's about confirmation and
yeah,
not validation.
You get into a point where you confirm, you know, and it's not confirmation from anybody else. So you confirm and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
But I will say it starts out as, you know, you will need some sort of validation at some point. You know, that's I won't call it the unfortunate truth. I'll just call it what it is. Because at some point we are a people, and you know, we will always need validation from other people too. That's why we have best friends, you know, and we're in situations or in social circles where, you know, where you're accepted and things like that. That's a form of validation. But at some point you grow into a space whereby you actually confirm to yourself who the F it is that you are, and you own it, such that other people seek validation from you. It's not that's your intention. It's just that it's just what it is.
It's a byproduct.
But then at the end of it all, I will say, our confirmation has been amazing. You know, our confirmation has made us get to where we are. You know, us actually realizing who it is that we are, and having like leaving hang-ups behind as to where, like, how you grow up and you have your things or situations when you grow up, and that has made you the person that you are, and that has made you fight to be this other person, because to an extent we've been blessed to be able to see the world that we have been able to see, and also have the relationship that we have with each other, you know. So for us, that's the confirmation that was needed.
Mm-hmm.
So then it moved, and now we're here. And you know what? When people look at it, it's one of those things that, of course, like every year, it seems selfish for us to even have individual projects. But then people forget as well. We've been together for how long?
Quite a long time.
Yeah. Up until the time we decided to do this, it was more than 10 years.
Yeah.
So I would say you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but at the end of it all, it's one of those things that people look at it and they're just like, of course, like it's gonna happen. It was bound to happen. But you know, the only us who are on the inside know, such that it's at this point whereby each one of us, and me as Chimano, knowing myself as the artist that I am, is what makes me want to move on back into the fold, to be like, okay, now we understand our individual selves so much more. So there's been different levels of confirmation, but then now the confirmation is confirmed. It's confirmed completely.
This next Selfie Soul album is going to be fire.
It's going to be fire.
Let's go back to Heavy as the Crown.
Yes,
Chimano helping us adjust our...
That's still a crown, though. That's still a heavy crown. Yeah.
Let's go into the songs. When I listened to it, and I said this earlier on, it was really a wave of emotions. It gave me a wave of emotions listening to your EP, and I could tell that you had really, to use your accent, struggle. Kidogo tu, kidogo kiasi.
Shut up your mouth.
No, in the sense. No, I say that to say. No.
I'm here. I'm choosing to listen to you now, Jao. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I say that to say that you had, listening to it, I could tell that you had been through quite a bit to get to this point.
Yeah.
And that journey and struggle and everything that encompasses it is what we have here.
Yeah.
Allow me to read a lyric that stood out to me. And we're going to do a little game. I'm going to read a lyric and he's going to tell us about the song.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like a loser. There's room enough for everyone. If you feel like... No. Sometimes I feel like a loser. If you feel like you don't belong, there's room enough
for everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because... it's amazing when we were in studio doing the song. It's amazing how just a few years can change some dynamics especially how young people relate to music and how you think of music and how you think of people in terms of, you know, their sexuality and things like that. So I feel old saying this. I grew up in an era, having a sense of freedom, feeling like a loser, you're not cool. You're just
on the outside.
Yeah, on the outside. Yeah, and also like you don't even know what it is that you're feeling. You know, but then to an extent, by your own in your own private and environment or whatever, like, you know, you sing and you know you're really really good, or you know you're really really creative. I'm trying to avoid saying a curse word because that's why I'm saying that really really.
Yes.
So replace the really really with So for me, that's literally just as it said, it's just how I felt, really. Sometimes I feel like a loser. Those lyrics are jump. Outcast, absurd, and amusing. And I'll still sing my song.
Yes.
I'll sing it all night long.
Yeah.
If you feel you don't belong, there's room enough for everyone. Yeah. Because at the end of it all, you know, now that I am who I am and that I've just, you know, I've grown up to be this person and also like fully embraced like who it is that Chimano is and holistically, because you realize that's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's room enough for everyone, really. If you feel like you don't belong, yes, you will feel like you don't belong, but eventually you'll know that there's room for you. And for me, that's just what this was for. And that's why, especially that first line is what I murmured into my phone 2 years ago. You know, so then I was just like, yeah, this is how I feel. And that carried, that line carries a burden of years.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those things that that Chimano is talking about that Chimano from way back. Okay. Yeah.
You give us a glimpse of what your emotional process is like in this EP. I'm usually screaming, and I know that we're all, you hear us. I don't know, do you hear us? We're screaming, when, you know, when you get on stage.
Yeah.
But you liken it to chasing a high and then going through withdrawal. What does music and being on stage do for you, even as we go to we continue with the game of the lyrics?
The high is, the music allows me to now more than ever, to be still the same person, but then to be this character, to be this person.
Yeah.
You know, to literally actually put myself in a space that is just not just mine, but then to also put myself in a space that if I'm feeling this way, imagine someone else who's feeling the same way that I am, but then maybe, I don't know if I can say this, that then maybe doesn't have the privilege that I have had, you know? So it just puts me in that space when I'm on stage. I love being in studio, but I also love being on stage so much more. Because I'm such a theatric, like, human being. I'm just that person. So it gives me a reprieve. It gives me a reprieve outside of what it gives me a chance to give my lyrics and everything to life. And even within Saturday Soul, it gives me a chance to, like, give the music life. You know, to give this is real life, but then give it some pizzazz.
Yeah,
that's what it gives me.
Yeah,
and then the withdrawal is, yeah. Then after that, I have to go home.
Yeah,
and
you talk about chasing the dawn or the sunrise.
Yes, yeah. Yes, chasing. Yeah, there's a morning, chase the dawn.
Yes,
the smoke and mirrors out the door,
yeah.
Because then after that, it's just you.
Mm.
So it's just you.
You come back,
but and I do enjoy that. But then, you know, when you're by yourself in those moments, when I eventually go home after a night out of playing, and I am so tired, I do have my party and my party person persona. But then, literally, now more and more as I get older, you know, and as I get older, I'm just like, this is my party. Then when I go home, I feel it reminds me of, like, literally being alone. But then it's also within those moments that I actually really do cherish and I really do enjoy.
Oh. Yeah. So we're going to breathe as we get into this next one. You saw the crown before I became a king.
Yeah.
What is Mad Love about? Because that line just... I haven't moved on from that line.
So I'm a... I'm gonna say that, first of all, like, yeah, shout out to Don Gatia, who's my main songwriter, and, like, Don gave life to my songs, you know, like, he totally, and I might say, like, this process, this is what it was just writing or giving my songs a different life, and also finding someone who I can give it life. So Don, shout out to you, I love you forever. Mad Love is just, it's a song to people who actually saw me for who I was before, even before anybody knew who it is that Chimano was. But then people who actually knew, saw who Chimano was going to be, people who told me from so many years ago that they see it. People who told me to just, like, you know what, you need to pipe down. You need to just, like, yeah, there's, and what people don't understand, like, yeah, there's a lot of those people. Hi. No, there's a lot of them. Hi, ciao. So there's a lot of them. Yeah, people who made me feel better than who made me feel good about who it is that I am, but then who made me understand like who it is that I am. But then in those moments that I did not, and this is not actually 2 years ago.
Mm.
These are people who've been there like 5 years before, you know, like people who've been there in years and years, like constantly telling me like, almost like, you know, like when you want to shake someone, like gather your life. Do you know who it is that you are or you could be? And so this song, Mad Love, it's just about that. And it's also just to people who we'd call like now Chimandems, who are like very, very, very ready to fight, to just be there for me. Let me not say fight. Maybe positive. So yeah, let's have a positive show. So people who are just ready to be, you know, to be there and on my side. So Mad Love, you know, that's what Mad Love is, it's just all about. It's just a song for just to thank y'all, really. To just be totally appreciative for now I get it.
Mm.
Now I get it. Hence this.
You seem quite emotional talking about Mad Love. Mm. How do you think, or can you envision performing it? Because it you know, you've tapped into a lot of, yeah, who you were, the what you felt at the time,
mm,
and people speaking life into you and propelling you with their words, with their love, their positivity and everything.
Mm.
I want to know if you can envision yourself performing this song.
I'll say this, I have overly exerted myself when I was shooting my visuals for this EP, because also this was me art directing my own stuff. This was me putting myself out there. There was this one time I had to do 3 visuals in one day, literally video back to back. So, and then just a couple of days before, I had another video. Then 2 days before that, I had another one I was shooting. So everything, this is that it exerted me so much in terms of pushing me in what I could do. And also it put me in a space whereby this is what I've always wanted to do in terms of being an art director for just being an art director or creative director. But then now I have to do it for myself, because you also have to experiment on yourself and do it on yourself. So I will tell you the one thing that I haven't done before I even get to the live performance. The one video I haven't done is Mad Love.
Mm.
Because I still fumble, and I feel like I'm going to fumble with that soap. I'm just saying. I'm going to, you know, because I don't know what to do. I just want to make sure that the people that I wanted to get to, and for them to understand, they understand it. And so I've been very, very hesitant.
Okay.
So that's one thing that I've still, up until now today as we're doing this interview,
yeah,
I have left.
Okay.
So performing it live,
mm,
I'll perform it. If you tell me to perform it, yeah, I'll perform it. And I'll give it the emotion it deserves.
Because
yeah,
it is. It yeah is. Let's carry on with this game. We're just about to wrap this game up. Everyone, no, the Bible says, and we talked about Hallelujah earlier on, so let's skip that one a little bit. Everyone wants to be someone. Everyone wants to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You tapped into the human emotion of belonging.
Yeah. I mean, don't we all? And for me, this song and Loser,
hmm,
it's just a Hallelujah. Loser is just very upbeat, and upbeat. But then with that message. But then with Hallelujah, it's just don't we all?
Yeah,
everybody wants to be someone. Everybody wants to go somewhere. I want to be with you. So it just plays on companionship. You know, it could be a love song, but then also still could be your best friend. You know, I want to be with you. I want to go with you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, so like that, I think that chorus is, it's what defines human existence.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'll say it again. Everybody wants to be someone. We all want to be someone.
Yes, we do.
I always wanted to be someone. You know, and people don't even understand who it is that they want to be.
Right.
Until they do. You know, there's so many caveats in our lives whereby you never get to the full potential of whoever it is that you're supposed to be. But at the end of it all, you become someone. So everybody wants to be someone. Everybody wants to go somewhere. And eventually, I want to be with someone. I want to be with you. And what is that? It's Hallelujah.
And now the song that I've been waiting for this one for you know, till the end. I've kept it to the end because I wanted to tell you how I felt when I listened to it. It felt like a warm caress. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Yeah, so my partner has been an amazing being in my life. I was going to say my partner has been an amazing being in my human life. Oh my God. So he's been an amazing human being. We've been together for quite a while. So we usually have our Sundays are very sacred. It's just usually Sundays because we're both very busy, and Sunday is just that day whereby we, you know, when you sit on the couch, or like today, you're just like, hey, me, am I going to work or whatever, and then you're just like, I'm sick or whatever, and you just sit, zero guilt. I'm just like, I will just Netflix and chill. That's what we're going to do, and like cook, order out, whatever that means. But then we chill. So that's what our lives are about and have been about. And it's always on Sundays mostly. So at some point we were sitting on the couch. Then I was walking to the bedroom by myself. Then I was just like, oh yeah, it's a beautiful day. Oh yeah, it is actually a beautiful day. It's quite sunny, isn't it? this song is just commemoration of our beautiful days together.
I love that. Like, yeah. I said, a warm caress. That's exactly what it felt like. So we are going to listen to another song that Chimamanda has selected for us off his brand new EP, Heavy as the Crown. Please listen to it. Download it. It's available everywhere. And Fix Your Crown. He's helping us fix. Yeah, he's helping us fix ours. What is the song that you're going to select for us?
All right. Oh, my God. Yeah, we do need to talk about freedom. Because freedom played my tongue. Tongue, hello.
Not struggle,
please. Tongue, hello. So anyway, the next song is Freedom. We shall talk about it. I love it so much. It's very dear to me. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of the world, Freedom.
Somebody say freedom, stir my desire. Are you looking for me? I know sticks and stones can break my bones, but words do harm me. Sometimes I feel the pain inside. I'm suffering in silence. And when I'm in the dark and I'm all alone, it's hard to see the light at the end of the road. Are you rooting for me? Is anybody praying for me when I go, go, go away? I know you're scared because you know I never needed you anyway. You'll notice when I go, go, go away that you should have loved me. Maybe I should have loved you. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Stop, take it easy. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Freedom, somebody say freedom. I'm stuck in the wire. I'm starting to feel like someone's listening and healing. Let's talk about healing, a new beginning. I'm growing wings to free my mind when I go, go, go away. I know you're scared because you know I never needed you anyway. You'll notice when I go, go, go. That you should have loved me. Maybe I should have loved you. Stop, take it easy. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Stop, take it easy. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Cause I'm tired. T-A-Y-A-D. Better put respect before you address me. I didn't send for you, so don't you dare at me. I'ma do me, I'm so, so tired. T-A-Y-A-D. What you say says more about you than me. Don't argue with the fool, the difference people can see. Stop, take it easy. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Stop, take it easy. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Stop, take it easy. Don't let them into your heart. Don't let them into your heart. Stop, take it easy. Your heart, don't let them into your heart. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Chimano.
Yes, my love.
You know, I want to ask you, what was the inspiration behind Freedom, and why does it sound so classic and timeless?
Sorry, something just happened in studio, then I died. You ruined the moment. Okay, seriousness now. So Freedom was let me just the lyrics. So, when I go, go, go away, I know you're scared because I know you never needed me anyway. Oh, wait, no, no, no. My God, look at me forgetting my own lyrics. When I go, go, go away, I know you're scared because you know I never needed you anyway. You'll notice when I go, go, go away. That you should have loved me. Maybe I should have loved you. So freedom, just that. And before getting into the intricacies of the songwriting and all of that, freedom just stemmed from a moment of when I actually received my first dose of trending and like being abused and like being insulted online. That was quite eventful. Now that I look back, it was quite wonderful, you know, because I feel differently towards it right now. But it was just that moment. I was just like, Jesus, like I'm just trying to be. I think I'm a nice guy. I think I'm okay. I haven't hurt anyone. Blah blah blah. So it was just. So some events that happened that made that situation happen. So I was very, very sad in that moment. I was actually really, really sad. I think it was one of those moments in my life. I was just like, wow, people can really have so much vitriol towards you. And just like, you just like, you realize like, wow. It's just at that moment you realize like, wow, it's so easy for other people to find whatever they consider a fault, or for people to find fault, or for people to just say whatever it is that they feel like they know, that they think is a fact. And and also in that moment you realize like, oh my God, maybe I've been looking at the really good side of human beings thus far. You know, I've always been on the good side of whatever history that is. So freedom is just, it's just freedom. Me freeing myself out of that. Because, do you know what, at the end of it all, that descended into now me making it my purpose in life at that point to like come for everyone and to respond to everything that is not to my liking. And then it reduced me to just making that valid, reducing me to, you know, there's so much positivity and everything, but then there's only one thing when you reduce yourself to that will reduce you to that as well.
Yeah.
Because you end up saying unsavory things. You end up being someone that you didn't know that you could be. You bring something out in you that you don't know that you had it in you.
Yeah.
And that's what it made me become. You know, like I sat and I was replying to every single one. And I was showing them that I could insult you. And like, I'm a better insulter. Like I could abuse you better.
So you got low to their level.
Yeah, I really did go low. I went low.
Do you regret that?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not. I do not, but then I'm not that.
Okay.
I'm not that. I don't regret it, because in that moment I would say it made me feel good, because it was in the situation where I was, where I felt like I needed to prove it to people and to myself that I'm just not a walkover. Just because you feel like you could insult me, and then you feel like I could let it go. But then also now I'm in a space whereby I'm just like, also like, no, like this is someone I've never met. This is someone who has never challenged me like face to face.
Somebody who doesn't know you.
Someone who doesn't know me. Life. You know, like, yeah. if it's just one of those things whereby I think you get out of the shock of it being something that is in your face in that moment, metaphorically, not physically. And then you just get out of it and you're just like, guy, I'm actually spending my time answering someone who probably has no profile photo, who has maybe 12 followers. No offense, it's okay. but it's just one of those things. It's for me, like, yeah, it's just, I know where I want to go and I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
So Chimano, just stop, just ignore. And someone also at some point told me, don't you feel it like it's offensive and a bit like annoying that you forget and not concentrate on the people who have shown you so much love, people who actually are, who have been there for you, who people tell you, who people who love you.
Mm.
You do you ever go back to them and tell them this in that way?
Mm.
You know, and I realized, like, you know, like you just look at that, and also even people in my life who who validate me, not because like at I'm faulty or anything. It's just people who love me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you forget that.
Yeah.
And you totally concentrate on like people telling you such nonsense. That's what really affects you. So this person was just saying, it's a bit of an offense. Don't insult you and don't insult those people who love you. Focus on that.
Yeah.
Tell them you love them back. Yeah. Find them.
Spread love.
Hang out with them more.
Yeah.
Do that. Mm. Yeah. And I was just like, actually, you're quite right. Yeah.
Let's go back because we're coming to the, you know, we're coming close to the end of this conversation.
And are we though?
Yeah, because you know I need to ask about how long it took you. We've gone through the lyrics. Mm. We have gone through your creative process. How long did it take you to work or put together "Heavy Is the Crown"? Because I've got mine.
Yeah, you got your crown, babe. Yeah. That one. Fix it. Mm-hmm. It's fixed. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. I will say it took my whole life. Yeah, it really did. But it took a lot of my adult life when I came to, when I'm actually like, okay, this is who I am. And I had my own hang-ups and issues before that. But lyrically and artistically, I have had all of this in the last 4 or 5 years, and I still have more in there. Literally, every phone that I have, I transfer all my voice notes. I write a journal.
Yeah.
So, if you ever want to know about a Chimano story, please steal my journal, somebody.
No, we're not even gonna put that energy out there. That's not gonna happen.
Please do not. Yeah. Tumekata. It took me quite a while because it started from my ideas and putting it on record.
Yeah.
Then eventually it just happened at the right time. And I will say my producer is we're such an unlikely couple, if I can call it that. DTX, he's a hip hop producer, really.
He's done
a couple of like Mad Trax's hits, and like he's one of those who you would never picture Chimano and him together in a studio. So then I think it was at this one point. So now just bringing it to context of how Heavy Is the Crown. The sound of it all, how it came together, because I love 80s pop synth music. That does me in. From Queen, Prince is like my ultimate. I have forgotten. It's fine. We'll get back to that. When I think about that, because the 80s, that was a time of like. It was like a beginning of like, it was just freedom. It was just a freedom of being. It was a freedom of, there was experimentation, quote unquote. It was an amazing time to be a rock star, to be a pop star, where, and not to be misquoted, like just kind of like anything went, you know, anything goes.
Yeah.
You know, the bands that you had, like it was such a good time.
Yeah.
To be an artist, and just the music that was there. So that's why my EP sounds very 80s pop synth, because it gives me it for some reason that vibe really, really, really resonated with me up until now, which is why it sounds the way it is. And there was even a time like African pop music in the early 90s, from Brenda Fassie even to Agoldo, Angelique Kidjo. Angelique Kidjo. There was a time that she had that pop synth, but then it was early 90s. That did something to me, and I can't even explain it. So with DTX, my producer, he was in studio at one point, and he was meeting with like Savai and blah blah blah. Then Savai and Bien. Then I was listening to some of his beats, and then I was just saying, oh, okay. Because they had told me, maybe you need to work with him. Then I was just like, okay, let's have a studio session then. Then I sent him my voice notes. He sent me the demos. And I was just like, done, let go. And that has created one of the greatest producer-artist relationships that people are yet to know.
Yeah.
So Heavy is the Crown, that's what it is right now, and that's where it's gotten to. And yeah, it has exceeded my expectations.
Is there part two? I was going to say that. I think you've just gone ahead of me, because when I each time I got done listening to it, I was like, okay, then, and then, what's coming up next? So is there part two? Are you thinking of part two? Is it something that you would like to do even?
I don't know. I think a part two is a next chapter.
Okay.
There's so much emotion within these seven songs, because they literally holistically divine. Wait, come on, somebody. Yes. Okay.
Well.
So, divine. Where it is that I was. So it's literally such a certain period. So there is a next chapter, but then the next chapter is the Chimano that is after Heavy is the Crown.
Okay.
Not really like a Heavy is the Crown, because after this, when y'all internalize this and understand where it is that where we're going, not even just me, understand the ethos of it all, you know what? Like, y'all have the crown already. Now let's just twerk and get ratchet now, because
it's about to be like that. Chimano, allow me to circle back a little bit. You say that like I said earlier on, you gave us a glimpse of what it is to be on stage and to go on stage, and now you're on tour. You're about to go on tour. This was recorded just before he went on tour, and so you're going on tour after 2 years. Because initially, when you're supposed to go on tour, COVID happened to the world. It shut down.
Yeah.
And in that time, we have gotten such beautiful offerings from you as a collective and as individuals with the Alone Together projects. What are some of the emotions that you're going through, even as you prepare and are on tour?
The emotions are confusing. When we were supposed to go on tour the first time, which was in 2020, just the year after we'd done Midnight Train, that was after we got signed to Universal, all of 2019. We took a break. We're just like, okay, we're going to be that band. We take a break. And then we're going to come back with a bang. Then Corona was just like, hold my BSC. So just like, no. Shika. Let me show you my best dance move. So 2020 then happened. We released the album. We were supposed to go on tour. Like, it was a massive tour. This tour that this tour that we're on right now. It's a tour that we were supposed to be in 2020. But then, yes, that didn't happen. But then I will say everything happens for a reason, because then in that moment, we then decided to look inwards, and we decided to, we'll promote Midnight Train and still do that. But let's also just, who are you? Who are you as an individual? Because there was still the concept of, and which is now going to happen, of what will the next Saudi Soul album, what is the next Saudi Soul album going to look like, right? And it's one of those things whereby, as Chimano, as BN, as Savara, as Podlicup, it's about you finding yourself as an artist.
Yeah.
Such that when we're doing our next album, it won't be like Until Now Saudi Soul has another album. It's going to be that album where you're just like, you feel each of us to the core.
Yeah.
Which is why when we thought Midnight Train is going to be our greatest album, actually no.
Scratch that.
And some things happen which tell you, the universe just has a way of just telling you, please, oh my God, this phone is amazing, this bag is amazing, but please, amazing. It's make way, you know? So, so going on tour now, being on tour now is amazing. I don't know, we totally have a different perspective of just being on tour. We're on a tour bus. We're on a tour bus. Literally, we're sleeping in cubicles. We all have the same washroom in the dumb bus.
Okay. No private.
Yeah. This bus is like a 10 sleeper. So it's a big bus.
Yeah.
So imagine that. So it's just, it's one of those things where you look back and you're just like, this is always what we wanted to do. But then there's so many processes and there's so many things in within this life that literally humble you in so many moments. And within those moments, you've achieved so much. But then life just like, he's just like, okay, no, not yet. So I'm so glad even for me to be able to have experienced Chimano as Heavy as a Crown. It has made me such, it has brought me into myself, totally.
I love that. Chimano,
yes.
Where do you see, and this is the second last question, where else do you see your music taking you?
I think Chimano will, as I keep being the artist that is Chimano and also understanding who my fan base is, Chimano will keep, how do I say this? I'm trying, because I was going to say like Chimano will keep reinventing himself, but then Chimano will grow, because this is the first time that I'm even just building a fan base and even understanding who's my fan or who is someone who listens to Chimano. So Chimano will keep, now Chimano just wants to learn who am I singing to?
Mm.
You know, I can sit here and say that my music should be palatable to everybody, but then knowing who Chimano is, we do know Chimano is in a space whereby he's literally just understanding who he is and as an artist. I do know who I am as myself, but then who are the people who listen to me? So I'll keep, honestly, I can't even say where my music will be or go to. I'm just going to understand who I'm playing to, who I'm singing for. I have sang for myself, but then also to an extent, I also want to know who Chimandims, what do you want?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What do you want?
So we can tell you.
Yeah, what do you want? You know, like, yeah. What do you want? When you look at Chimano, like, once this, you know, when you're listening to this EP, what do you want?
Yeah.
As a Chimano, what do you want? You know what? Let's work together because I am ready to give it. So help me reinvent me.
Yeah, I love that. The consciousness.
Yeah.
Behind putting all of this together and even moving forward, which brings me to my final question.
Oh, no.
Yes, this one is a good one. I know you're gonna love this one, and you've kind of intimated it throughout. And I don't want you to leave. You know this.
I know.
How do you walk the fine line between sharing yourself outside of music and keeping the curtains closed on your personal life? You have alluded to it throughout our conversation, but how do you walk that fine line? Because sometimes, and you know, I see, you know, when you talk about being on social media, people want more and more and more of you. And in your case, because you're seated right in front of me, Chimano, how do you walk this fine line? So there's sharing yourself, Chimano, with the Chimandems and the whole Chiman kingdom, because everybody wants a piece of you, and keeping the curtains closed on your personal life.
Mm.
How do you, in Savara voice, balance?
Yeah, balance, but yes, balance. But I think I will, without calling it balance, it's just that I see myself as that person who will give what I am going to give now, because not to be fickle or anything, it's just people need to see me, to understand me, to grow with me. But then I'm sure at some point when it becomes bigger than I can handle, I will cherish my personal more than I will want to be out there.
Yeah.
Because I ideally, quite honestly, I see myself as, I don't know, in 5-8 years, yeah, I'm not going to seek any sort of validation on like social media or whatever. No, I'm just in the process of, like, I feel like I'm starting out, because I'm starting out as Chimano. So I am starting out. So I will do what needs to be done as a beginner artist, in as much as I am still in Saudi Soul. You know, there's that stepping stone. But do you know what? I think I cherish my sanity and my personal life so, so much. Such that, yeah, at some point, no, it won't, the curtains will be drawn. Yeah, it won't matter to me if I'm on a social media platform or whatever. Because I'm just trying to get to a point where my art, which is what I'm starting to do, me trying to be this visual artist, my aesthetic needs to be defined. I'm defining my aesthetic. Once, you know, I need it to be out there. People need to understand who it is that I am as an artist, what it is that I want to do, what it is that I represent. And eventually, now you know, I wouldn't need to be totally out there. So yes, there's a balance in terms of how I look at it with my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the next many so years.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I really enjoyed this conversation.
And I have too.
And I think it could go even longer.
Yeah.
And I hope that even as you continue, I can have you back again with your permission.
Please,
I would love to. And even as you continue with the tour, and I know that we're going to be listening to the CP for a very long time. And I want to thank you for sharing your art and your gifts and giving us your time to share Chimano with us. Because like you said, everybody wants a piece of you, and there's only so much you can give.
Yeah.
Even being here is just a lot of gratitude to you, Chimano, and allowing us to understand ourselves better, understanding that we all have crowns.
Yeah.
And we don't need to seek validation from outside. It's just about confirmation.
Wear your crown and move on.
And just move on.
Yeah.
Heavy as the Crown is available everywhere on all digital streaming platforms. It is the first of many of Chimano, from Chimano, who is embarking on his solo career while still being a part of Saudi Soul. Please understand, it was Alone Together. And if you've listened to the show, I've had every single one of them. I've been so honored to have every single one of them coming in with their work. And we wrap it up with Chimano. So listen to every single bit of art that has been, that we are so lucky to have. We're so, you know, I say this a lot, but we are very grateful and very lucky to have Saudi Soul in this country. I say this, no, I mean, you're just like,
ciao.
No, I'm not flattering you. I'm not. I mean,
here for a reason.
Yes, you are the biggest band and the greatest band in Africa. And I'm just so grateful for that. And you know, even as we wrap it up, I did tease an a cappella. So Chimano being Chimano has selected what he's going to do for us.
Lordy, lordy.
And we're going to be so grateful. Remember to go to his socials, check him out. Write to him on his socials. Chimano is really good about responding as well.
I'm just oosaring.
Rihanna moment, because I know Rihanna had that moment too.
Yes.
You left your Rihanna era.
Yeah. I think at some point when people go back to my responses, I could be cancelled. So yeah, I'll just say, should I? Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, you have an a cappella for us, and take it away as we wrap up the show. Thank you so much, Chimano.
Beautiful day. Funny how time flies. Baby, you make me feel alright all day. Sunday morning vibe. Phones are off and all we got is time all day. Woo! Breakfast in bed, Netflix and chill, afternoon sex, we can stay out of sight, baby. Doesn't matter what we do, as long as I'm with you. This love affair has me weak in my knees, and I can't catch my breath, though I'm so pleased. My groove and your flow go together like sun and sky. As our love grows, I'm more at ease. It's a beautiful day every morning when I look at you. Beautiful day, ooh, ooh. It's a beautiful day, newly dawning, lying next to you. Love affair, ooh, ooh. Come on now.
Heavy is a crowd available everywhere. Thank you so much, Chimana. We love you.
Ciao. I love you so much. Thank you for having me. My sister forever. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Mwah. Mwah.
Heavy is that crown. Yes.
Ciao.
Ciao.